Turkey is slaughtering hundreds of thousands of domestic birds to try to stop the spread of bird flu. The Turkish government says the virus has infected at least 15 people there, killing three teenagers last week. The United Nations says Turkey is taking adequate measures, but it is also warning neighboring countries to go on alert. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Doğubayazıt is a snow-covered border town in far eastern Turkey that sits in the shadow of the legendary Mount Ararat. It was here that the first cases of bird flu were discovered in humans outside of China and Southeast Asia. The Turkish government's response has been to order the slaughter of all the domestic poultry in the province. So on a frigid morning, teams of workers dressed in hooded white protective suits and masks tromped through the snow, braving angry guard dogs as they went house to house and sometimes climbed over walls in their pursuit of poultry. Nearly every family in this poor, underdeveloped region seems to own some barnyard birds. At this home, the team grabbed 15 chickens and roosters and stuffed them into sacks. 15-year-old Özgül Over and her 12-year-old sister Zahide watched unhappily from across the yard. Özgül said she and her sister had named the chickens and treated them like pets. Officials say this explains why the majority of the people thought to have contracted bird flu virus are children. The town's governor, Abdulrauf Ulusan, said some locals are resisting the poultry culling program, even going so far as to hide their birds. The people have to understand the health of their children is more important than their chickens, he said, adding that the government is using radio, TV, and the mosques to try to educate the population, while also threatening to send the police to those who don't hand over their poultry. In the Turkish capital, Ankara, today, Dr. Mark Danzin, a top official from the United Nations World Health Organization, said he was pleased with the Turkish government's approach to the crisis.
The reaction in the country has been appropriate, and the management of this crisis, this health crisis, is at the level where it should be.
Speaking at a press conference next to the Turkish health minister, Danzin said there were no signs that the virus had mutated to a much more contagious version that could spread from person to person, and he called for calm.
There is no reason to panic, and with panic, there will be bad outcome.
But from Rome today, another UN agency issued a statement that was much less upbeat. The Food and Agriculture Organization said that the virus may be spreading despite the control measures taken. In fact, in the past week, Turkish officials say they've found bird flu in birds in more than 20 cities across the country, while humans have contracted it in at least a half dozen provinces. The FAO urged Turkey's neighbors to go on high alert. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ankara.